G'day there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing in for the final in our Internet Marketing Strategies podcast mini-series, a whole bunch of quick tips. This is number 10. We've come it down to the end. So thanks for taking the time to join with me. I hope you've had the opportunity to listen to all of them. If not, you should still find them there at my website, paulbars.com. Stop by and have a listen. Pick up some quick tips of the various top internet marketing strategies you can implement to generate traffic and conversion into your internet and online business. So here we are at number 10. What do we say at number 10? Well, I've actually put at number 10 what once upon a time was number one. Mind you, I'm going back nearly 10 years ago. Things have changed over time, haven't they? I'm talking about email marketing. Now, this is still a vital, vital part of your overall internet business strategy. I read just recently somewhere, I can't recall where, and my mouth fell open when I came across it, that email marketing was going out the way with the dodo because if you did it, you're going to be branded as a spammer. Okay, two words, bullshit. It ain't going to happen like that. Unconscious email marketing, certainly, but if you do it with integrity, standard option is double opt-in, single opt-out, i.e. they've got to click twice to subscribe to the darn thing, and they've just got to click once to be out of there. You cannot, will not be branded as a spammer. Good companies around, AWeber and the likes, have been around for generations. All right, internet generations, which is a couple of years. They're doing very, very well. The point is this. If you give your readers good content, guess what? They're going to stick around. Guess what? They're going to like what you've got to say. And it's really, in a sense, just like blogging, which we spoke about earlier. It gives you the opportunity to get personal with your customers. Now, it's not quite as personal because they can't kind of respond. Now, one thing that I have done in the past, and I'll say I'm looking at going back and doing it again. I've got to poll my customers and find out what it is that they really want. I find that there's really two different types of people. I have a whole bunch of people who do subscribe to my online RSS feed, my updates, which recently where my website has been focused on, and it's boosted, literally doubled in a matter of weeks, and it will double again in the weeks after that, I'm sure, the number of people who subscribe and receive my podcast updates by RSS. But I need to then run a test and find out just how many would prefer to get those updates by good old-fashioned email. Now, I even set up my podcast to go out by email. There are different ways we can look at doing this. It all comes down to this. What is it that your customers want? There's this thing that we hear about these days, Web 2.0. You've heard the phrase before. Well, let me try and perhaps break down the difference between 1.0 and 2.0 in the world according to Paul. Very simply, it's like this. Web 1.0 was where we would try and attract the customers and bring them in and fit them down this funnel, which was email marketing. It's all there was. Web 2.0 is where we now go out to our customers through various multimedia and multi-social options. 1.0, they came to us and we fit them in the funnel. 2.0, we go out to them and let them choose the funnel, be it social media, multimedia, or email media. These are the different options. But the thing is this, there is still, and this is the key, there is still no replacement for a good quality email database and a good management system that you have to follow up your customers. Let's say you have 1,000 people come to your website in any given week. Some of them are going to be new, some of them are going to be old, some of them are just stopping by to check it out. And you've got a great ad for something new, you're doing a joint venture endorsement for somebody else's product. And these people look at it, some will click, some won't, but most of them, they don't really know you yet. So, your words of endorsement are not maybe that important. But if at that week you were to send out the exact same endorsement by email to people who already knew you and knew that you only recommended good quality stuff, your conversion ratios would be, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 times higher, which puts more money in the pocket of your joint venture partner and more money in your pocket as well, growing your bank balance, building your online internet business. Which one makes the greatest sense? So what should you do? Here's my tip. Do both. As I have with this entire series, do both. All 10. Look at them. These were the top 10 internet marketing strategies. And we've run out of time once again. You know, I might even take this and perhaps re-record and update my series. I think I published in 2005, Internet Marketing Mastery, which was a collection of 20 different audios, the top 20, broken down 20 to 30 minutes each audio. Some of those things are still relevant, some of them not. That does need to be updated. So perhaps if you're listening to this and you would like me to update that series, let me know through the comments just below, or let me know through my contact form, and I'll take it under advisement. But for the moment, it's time to move on, to enjoy the rest of the day, and to take action on what we're actually learning. That's the key. This is Paul Bars. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me in this series. I've enjoyed your company. I've enjoyed reading the comments along the way and getting the feedback. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.